Well, good morning, my friends. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and it is once again time for us to enjoy talking about the outdoors here on High Plains Public Radio. Sure hope everyone's doing well. Man, it's warmed up here in Texas, and I think it's supposed to cool down a week from now. But it was frigid down here, and I know up in Kansas, a lot of you listening up there, maybe southern Nebraska, southeastern Colorado for sure. I know it was chilly for y'all, but it got down almost to freezing here, but now it's up in the 80s. Crazy weather. And crazy weather in springtime always coincide with spring turkey season. It's about time for us to get out and hunt us a spring turkey, friends. I know a lot of you are turkey hunters. To me, there's just absolutely nothing as exciting, thrilling as being out in the spring woods, hit that old box call or slate call, whatever you use, and have a gobbler sound off back in the woods, and then call a little bit more, and he gets closer and closer, and then bingo, he jumps out. And I've always told people that a strutting gobbler in the spring looks like, reminds me of an American flag, so brilliant, and the colors are pale green usually of all the shrubs and the grasses in the springtime, but when that turkey jumps out at you there, if you have any adrenaline, it'll probably get it going. Tell you a turkey call that I made recently that I won't say it'll be the only call I use, but I'm going to be using it a lot. I read somewhere, I remember reading, I don't even remember where I read this, but the Indians used to use a freshwater mussel shell for a turkey call. And stuck in my mind, I was fishing a creek here about 3 weeks ago for crappie, and I looked over to the side, and there was a perfect, one half of a freshwater mussel shell, big one, laying on the side of the bank. It looked like it had just been put there. I'm thinking maybe a raccoon or maybe a river otter, whatever, had, dislodged it from the bottom of the creek there. But I picked it up. It was it was just in good shape, so I took that thing home, cleaned it up, scrubbed it real good, and that mussel shell makes an excellent turkey call. I won't say it's any better than a slate call that you buy, but it's just as good, and it does have some advantages that bought slate calls do not have. Different parts of that mussel shell makes different sounds. Now, you just use a striker, like a hardwood striker, hickory or whatever, just like you would be used. I use the same striker that I've used on my slate calls. But different parts of that mussel shell, folks, makes different sounds, and I've learned where to hit it with that striker. But you can make the soft putts and clucks, or if you really want to get down hard, you can bear down on your striker and make some yelps that they're pretty loud. So I think I'm going to keep that in my pocket on the spring turkey hunt. I'll be hunting up in Grayson County up in North Texas opening few days of turkey season. I'm going to keep that in my pouch there. And for the long distance calling, I'll still use my old box call. That thing puts the sound way out there. But when I hear a gobbler gobbling or see one close in, I'm going to use that mussel shell, and you can just pick out different spots on it. If you look at a mussel shell, a freshwater mussel shell, you'll see there's ridges, little tiny ridges. Well, there's spots on there that are smooth. Learn where they are and hit it with that little wooden striker, and you can make some very, very realistic calls. Well, folks, we have a week from now, the 28th, in Greenville, Texas, our 7th annual outdoor rendezvous. If you are in North Texas, stop by and check it out. I think you'll have a good time. It's at the Top Rail Cowboy Church. Till this time next week, friends, be safe in the outdoors. High Plains Outdoors is made possible by ATN Thermal Scopes and Thermal Spotters that Luke uses, Butcher Packer Supply, Choctaw Hunting Lodge in southeast Oklahoma, CVA Muzzleloaders, the Dallas Safari Club, Dash for Cash Pawn Shop in Siegelville, Texas, Kuby Sausage House in Dallas, Platinum Cadillac and Chevrolet in Terrell, Texas, Pyramid Air, Saskatchewan Department of Tourism, Smoking Texas Electric Smokers, Stealth Vision, Striper Express, Ultramatic Feeders, Vineyard Max, and the Y.O. Ranch Steakhouse in Dallas, Texas.